Tim Burton, the master of Gothic cinema, is set to return to the Venice Film Festival this week with the highly anticipated premiere of his sequel Beetlejuice Beetlejuice. Tim Burton, the iconic figure of Gothic cinema, will make his return to the Venice Film Festival this week with the eagerly awaited premiere of his Beetlejuice Beetlejuice sequel. Known for his dark, eccentric, yet tender cinematic style, Tim Burton's work has captivated audiences for decades, and this latest film seems poised to continue that tradition. From the haunting world of Edward Scissorhands, 1990, to the fantastical reimagining of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, 2005, Tim Burton's films have become timeless classics. His stories, filled with eerie charm and oddball characters, are passed down from one generation to the next, each viewing revealing a new layer of his unique vision. This week's out-of-competition screening at Venice is a film premiere and a celebration of Tim Burton's extraordinary talent. As Alberto Barbera, the festival's director, described it, the sequel is the happy confirmation of the extraordinary visionary talent of Tim Burton, underscoring his lasting impact on the world of cinema. The director's fascination with the strange and the macabre began in his childhood, growing up in the Los Angeles suburb of Burbank, not far from Hollywood. Despite the proximity to the major studios, including Disney, Tim Burton felt out of place, a misfit in a world that prized conformity. Drawing and storytelling became his refuge, nurturing the imagination that would later fuel his films. "I always liked things that were a little different, a little strange," Tim Burton once said, reflecting on his early years. His love for the unusual found a natural home in the world of fantasy and horror films, genres that provided an escape and a means of expression. The director's path to cinematic fame was far from conventional. Though he began his career at Disney, contributing to The Fox and the Hound, 1981, he soon realized that the studio's bright, family-friendly fare did not suit his dark, quirky sensibilities. Instead, Burton embraced a style that celebrated the imperfect and the handmade, leading to his directorial debut with Pee-wee's Big Adventure in 1985. However, it was Beetlejuice, 1988, that truly cemented Burton's status as a visionary director. The film's blend of gothic humor and a whimsical take on the afterlife resonated with audiences and critics alike. This was followed by Batman, 1989, where Burton reinvented the superhero genre, bringing a darker, more complex character to the screen. Over the years, Tim Burton has collaborated with a select group of actors, including Johnny Depp, who starred in Edward Scissorhands, and Helena Bonham Carter, the mother of his two sons. Together, they brought to life unforgettable films like Sleepy Hollow and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Burton also ventured into science fiction with Mars Attacks. 1996, a parody of alien invasion films featuring an all-star cast. Even after decades in the industry, Tim Burton's creative spirit remains as vibrant as ever. His Netflix series Wednesday, inspired by the Addams Family, was a recent hit, earning a Golden Globe nomination for its star, Jenna Ortega. As he prepares to unveil Beetlejuice Beetlejuice at Venice, his universe continues to expand, proving that his blend of the eerie and the heartfelt is as relevant today as ever. With AFP.